She searched his insectile, silvery gaze. He said evenly, "Thanks for the lecture. And is that why you're dumping me?" She looked away. "It's nothing to do with the worm cam, is it?" He leaned forward, challenging her. "There's something you don't want to tell me. You've been this way for days, weeks even." "What is it, Kate? Don't be afraid of hurting me. You won't." Probably not, she thought. And that, poor, dear Bobby, is the whole trouble. She turned to face him.
"Bobby, the stud, the implant Hiram put in your head when you were a boy?"
"Yes."
"I found out what it's for. What it's really for."
The moment stretched, and she felt the sunlight prickle on her face, laden with UV even so early in the year.
"Tell me,"
he said quietly. The search engine's specialist routines had explained it all to her succinctly. It was a classic piece of early 21st century neurobiological mind tinkering, and it had nothing to do with any dyslexia or hyperactivity, as Hiram had claimed. First, Hiram had suppressed the neural stimulation of areas in the temporal lobe of Bobby's brain that were related to feelings of spiritual transcendence and mystical presence. And his doctors tinkered with parts of the caudate region, trying to ensure that Bobby did not suffer from symptoms relating to obsessive-compulsive disorder, which led some people to a need for excessive security, order, predictability, and ritual, a need, in some circumstances, satisfied by the membership of religious communities. Hiram had evidently intended to shield Bobby from the religious impulses that had so distracted his brother. Bobby's world was to be mundane, earthy, bereft of the transcendent and the numinous. And he wouldn't even know what he was missing. It was, Kate thought sourly, a godectomy. Hiram's implant also tinkered with the elaborate interplay of hormones, neurotransmitters, and brain regions which were stimulated when Bobby made love. For example, the implant suppressed the opiate-like hormone oxytocin produced by the hypothalamus, which flooded the brain during orgasm, producing the warm, floating, bonding feelings that followed such acts. Thanks to a series of high-profile liaisons, which Hiram had discreetly set up and encouraged and even publicized, Bobby had become something of a sexual athlete, and he derived great physical pleasure from the act itself. But his father had made him incapable of love, and so Hiram seemed to have planned, free of loyalties to anyone but his father. There was more. For instance, a link to the deep portion of Bobby's brain called the amygdala may have been an attempt to control his propensity for anger. A mysterious manipulation of Bobby's orbital frontal cortex might even have been a bid to reduce his free will, and so on. Hiram had reacted to his disappointment with David by making Bobby a perfect son. That is, perfectly suited to Hiram's goals. But by doing this, Hiram had robbed his son of much that made him human, until Kate Manzoni found the switch in his head. She took Bobby back to the small apartment she had rented in downtown Seattle. There they made love, for the first time in weeks. Afterward, Bobby lay in her arms, hot, his skin moist under hers where they touched, as close as he could be, yet still remote. It was like trying to love a stranger. But at least now she understood why. She reached up and touched the back of his head, the hard edges of the implant under his skin.
"You sure you want to do this?"
He hesitated.
"What troubles me is that I don't know how I'll be feeling afterwards. Will I still be me?"
She whispered in his ear.
"You'll feel alive. You'll feel human."
He held his breath, then said, so quietly she could barely make it out,
"Do it."
She turned her head.
"Search engine?"
"Yes, Kate."
"Turn it off."
And for Bobby, still warm with the afterglow of orgasm, it was as if the woman in his arms had suddenly turned three-dimensional, solid and whole, had come to life. Everything he could see, feel, smell, the warm ash scent of her hair, the exquisite line of her cheek where the low light caught it, the seamless smoothness of her belly, it was all just as it had been before,
but it was as if he had reached through that surface texture into the warmth of Kate herself.